Now I want to drop down to verse 24. And you will have here the principle of occupancy of the land. On what basis will they occupy it? And this will come before us again in the book of Joshua, and there I'll emphasize it. But here let me just mention it. Verse 24, every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coasts be. Now you notice the land that he's giving them is a land much greater than they've ever occupied. It was a land from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, under the uttermost sea, and that's the Mediterranean Sea, shall your coast be. So they actually went all the way from the Mediterranean to the Euphrates, and they went all the way south into that desert that they had come through, the wilderness that they had come through. Now, that is a land that is approximately 300,000 square miles. Now, they never occupied but about 30,000 of it, even at the time when the kingdom reached its zenith under David and under Solomon. And now the basis on which they will get it is this: there shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord, your God, shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land, that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread upon will be yours. Now, they never occupied very much of it, you see. It was given to them, and it was theirs, but they never enjoyed it, because they didn't walk upon it. Now, God will tell Joshua when they enter the land, it's yours, it's right here before you, but you will have to go and walk up and down on it. You will have to lay hold of it. Now, there's so many Christians today sitting on the sidelines, and they are poverty-stricken spiritually. And God makes it very clear to them. He says, blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. Now, there are a great many folk today that are fabulously rich spiritually. In fact, all of us that are believers. But how many of us are enjoying these spiritual blessings? How many of us have made these spiritual blessings ours today? What a difference there is in believers. And this is the difference. We don't lay hold of our possessions. Now he says here, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Now notice that. I set before you this day a blessing. And a blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. Obedience, friends, is the very nub of the entire matter as far as they are concerned. Now, today, obedience is something that has dropped into the background. Now, I personally will not yield to any man more than the fact that I preach the grace of God, that we're saved by grace. We're kept by grace. We grow by the grace of God. And we're going to get heaven by the grace of God. And when we've been there 10 million years, it'll be because of the grace of God. But friends, may I say to you, there are great spiritual blessings today that you're going to miss if you're not obedient unto Him. And we are told, if ye love me, keep my commandments. What a personal, wonderful, glorious relationship this is with God. Now he says, there'll be a blessing if you'll obey him. But notice, the other holds good too. And a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known. Now, God put up before them two commandments that had to do with idolatry. And that was the grave danger of these people, and they were constantly lapsing into idolatry.